Hello and welcome to D&D podcast at DungeonsandDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. I'm here on D&D land, and I'm in the out kitchen right now with a bunch of cats. So the out kitchen right now is the cat house. Kitty, kitty. Who is that? Anyway, so I'm in the out kitchen with a bunch of cats. We got Mimi and then a mom that we just adopted with four kittens that aren't really kittens, but they're kind of sort of still kittens. They're weak, but they came with mom. Mom seems to be doing pretty good. Mimi's a little freaked out, but that's Mimi's character.
Mimi's character is a little freaked out.
She's trying to figure out how to escape. But she can't, because I'm smarter than she is. But she's still trying.
Come here, Mimi.
There's the door right here.
Check. There's the door.
Here she comes.
What? What?
Yeah, they just got here. So I'm not going to let them out for at least 24 hours. It's supposed to be not raining tomorrow, so I'm going to see about maybe letting them out tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to leave you cooped up in the kitchen overnight, so don't make too big of a mess. Don't fight. No cat fights. But anyway, David Ray, we should have him moved on to the land this week. So these guys called us on coming and getting the cat. So I was like, well, let's get Mimi too. Mimi's been at my ex-girlfriend's for about a year now. A little over a year, actually. A year and a half. Well, she's been here for longer than that, but my ex and I broke up about a year and a half ago, and her neighborhood is a cat-friendly neighborhood. So I left Mimi and Gracie there because I knew they'd be safe. Gracie was very lovable. I think she got adopted because she quit coming around about 6 months ago. Around spring, she quit coming around, so I think she got adopted. Or she got picked up by the pound, but I don't think so, because I asked around, and they didn't see her. They didn't know, they didn't have her there. They typically pick up dogs, not cats, because neighborhoods like cats. Cats are mousers. They keep the mice down. So either she got run over or she got adopted. And she's very lovable, very friendly, and she can go either way. She can be an outdoor cat or an indoor cat. Or Mimi, she's an outside cat. Right now she's trying to figure out how to escape. She don't like being inside. But anyway, yeah, I'd go over there every month when I came into town, and I'd feed them. But yeah, 1 month, Gracie quit being there. So I think she got adopted because she's very friendly, very personable, and very lovable. So hopefully maybe somebody adopted her. We'll keep going over there because I got gravel in my ex's backyard that I still need to get. And it costs too much fuel to go over there just for gravel. So basically when we have a reason to go over there, we get the gravel out of the backyard. My ex ain't there 99% of the time anyway. She's a truck driver just like me, so she's never there. So, yeah. But now I got Mimi. So we'll go over there when we're in town, grab grab a load of gravel and look for Gracie. Make sure Gracie's not still there. If Gracie is, we'll go get her and bring her to the property. And maybe even Happy Feet, too. Happy Feet kind of adopted Kim and I. But Kim told me that to take Happy Feet with me. So, but she ain't been around either. She's a stray. But she ain't been around lately either. So, who knows where she went. But nonetheless, so here we are in the kitchen. A temporary cat house. But eventually, I'm going to build a cat house for all the cats. Kind of like a chicken coop, but it'll be a cat coop. And whole nine yards. We got 15 acres here, and we're growing food. We're going to be producing our own food and utilities. So right now the Amish got it better than we do. But it's a work in progress. I'll be done paying child support on my oldest in October. So next year I'll have more money to put towards the project. And then in 2 years when I'm totally done paying child support, then it'll be different. So anyways, I'm going to do Ron Paul. Ron Paul. All right, phone book. There we go. Oh, happy 4th of July, by the way. So this is Sunday the 3rd, but the recording Ron Paul's doing today is going to be for tomorrow, so he'll say July 4th. So here we go.